Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kretot, Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the fourth parak of Kretot. Safek Achal Chelev, Safek Lo Achal. And now we're going to get into the issue of the Asham Talui, which will be adumbrated more in the next parak as well. Safek Achal Chelev, Safek Lo Achal. So if you're unsure if you ate Chelev, Afilo achal safek yesh bo kashiur v'safek ein bo, or you know that you ate chelev, you just don't know if you ate a kazayit or not, or shuman v'chelev v'fanav, you have two pieces in front of you, one's shuman, which is mutar, one's chelev, v'achal achad mehen v'ein yodeh zmen achal, you ate one, you don't know which one you ate. And now, parallel case, ishto v'achoto imo b'bayit. You know, these are all cases where you possibly violated an isur that carries with it a karet and b'shogeg echatat, and possibly what you did was totally permissible. So your wife and your sister were imo b'bayit with you in the house. Shagag v'achat mihen. You had to be with one. Reino de bezen and shagag. You don't know which one it was. Or Shabbat v'yom chol. You have 2 days, Shabbat and a weekday. You don't know which day you did the malacha. Mevi asham talui. In all three cases, you bring an asham talui. That's what it's for. Now, kashem she'imachal chelev achelev behelem achat and chayv alachatat achat. And just like if you ate chelev several times in one helem, according to most chachamim, you only chayv one chatat. Similarly, if you ate a bunch of chelev and every one of them with pieces that you're not sure was chelev, you bring one asham talui. But if you had awareness in the middle, just like you bring a chatat for each chelev you ate, if you had yediyah between the eatings, so you'd bring an asham talui if you had something, you weren't sure what it was, and then you became aware of what you did, and then you had another period of forgetfulness, etc. Kashem she'achal chelev adam pigu v'noto v'helam achad chayv kol achad v'achad. And similarly, just like if you were to eat four different things, or several different things, that have different isurim, and you ate a kazayit of them all in one helam, you just forgot all those isurim, you have to bring a chatat for each. Kach aloha dashalam v'ya sham taluya kol achad v'chad. Similarly, if you had a piece that you're not sure was notar, maybe was notar. And then another piece that might have been chulin, might have been pigul. Another one who might have been shuman, might have been chelev. You're going to bring a chatat for each of those. And a sham talui for each of those. Okay, let's take a look at how this plays out. And that was, by the way, the first two mishnayot. Itmar, Rav Asi Amar, chaticha achat shaninu. That our mishnah is referring to one piece of meat, Safek shel chelev, safek shel shuman, which means that even in that case, you ate one single piece of meat and you don't know what it was, you have to bring asham talui. Chia barav amar chaticha mishtei chatichot shaninu. Our Mishnah is only talking about a case where there were two pieces there and you ate one. The Maika Mipalgi, what's the disagreement about? Rav Asi Savar Yesh Eim L'Masoret. The first approach is that Rav Asi says Yesh Eim L'Masoret, which we may recall from the beginning of Masachet Sanhedrin, is how you read words in the Torah. Do you read them the way that they're written or the way that they are traditionally vocalized? Yesh Eim L'Masoret means we read them the way they're written. And in the Parsha of Asham Talui, it says Achat Mim Mitzvot. But it's written with only one Vav, Mitzvat, which means you violated possibly one thing. He says, no, you follow the way that it's vocalized. Mitzvot karinam. We read it mitzvot, which means there have to be two things there of which you took one, and that might have been a violation. Okay, let's see if that really works. Eitor Avuna L'Ravasi, here's his challenge. Rami Lachi Barav L'Ravasi. Either way, Ravasi is under attack. Chelev v'shuman l'fanav v'achal achat mehen. If you had chelev and shuman in front of you, that's the second part of the Mishnah. My love me to say for shtei chatichot. So since the next line in the Mishnah is talking about two pieces, reishon amishtei chatichot. So the reishon also is two pieces. Amalahu Rav. So Rav's answer to defend Rav Asi, to defend Rav Asi would have been, lotiz da batar ipcha. Don't take answer. Don't use answers that can easily be turned against you. I could have answered you the exact opposite. Say for b'shtei chatichot, reish b'chaticha achat. The very fact that we picked a case with two chatichot must mean that the earlier case is one piece. So yachi yesh tamar chaticha achat machayev b'shtei chatichot tzricha l'meimar. But if that's the case, then why would the Mishnah first present a case where there's one piece, maybe chayev meilu b'shuman and yochayev b'ashem talui, and then pick a case where there's two pieces, which is more obviously chayav? And the answer is zu ben tzarech l'vei mazu. Sometimes we have that where we pick the less obvious case, and then we say, and obviously the more obvious case. Okay. Well, the Chiyav Rav Gam in the Sefer Shtei Chatichot, Rosh Hashanah Shtei Chatichot, but Chiyav Rav's position is going to be the opposite. Since the Sefer is two pieces, that's explicit, therefore the Reish is also two pieces. So then, Mit Natar Til Amali, why does it have the same case twice? The answer is Prushik and Mefarish. The way he'll read the Mishnah is that it's not two cases. The opening line is a banner statement, and then it's explicated. Safek achal chel, safek lo achal, mevi Hashem talui, ketzad. Machachel v'shum on the funav. The Shimon Chelev, which is not a sefer really, it is the beginning of the Mishnah, which is presenting the explication of the banner statement at the beginning. Okay, I'm going to read Rav. I'm going to read Shtei Chatichot. Now watch Rav's statements, and by the way, Ravasi and Chiyav Rav are both students of Rav. This is all happening in Rav's Beit Midrash. So anything that we can find in Rav's Memrot, which will help determine one or the other, is certainly going to be a strong argument. So Rav clearly rules like Chiyav Barav that if it's only one piece you don't know what it is, you're patur. So Amar Rav Amai Tamid Rav, what's Rav's reason? The Amar Krav Yasa Achad Mikol Mitzvot Adonai Bishkagat, meaning Ad Shishkog B'Shtayim, because it's really Mikol Mitzvot in the plural, and you have to be Shogeg B'Shtayim, meaning that there have to be two things there, and you mistaken which one you had, because Mitzvot K'tiv, Mitzvot K'tiv, Mitzvot Karinan, because again Yesh Em LaMikra. Etavei Abaye. So Abaye turns to Rav and says that can't be the reason, because Rabbi Eliezer Omer Koi Chayvin Al Hashem Talui. If you eat the chaylev of a koi, then you have to bring an Hashem Talui, because a koi might be a chaya, in which case you're allowed to eat the chaylev. Might be a behemah, in which case you're chayv karet. And the koi, it's only one piece. It's not like I had a piece that might have been behemah, might have been chaya. So Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer Sarai Yishem Masoret. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to be our fall guy throughout the sugya. Rava says, yeah, that's Rabbi Eliezer. He says, yesh eim l'masoret mitzvah k'tiv, and he, of course, would hold like Ravasi, but, of course, we reject Rabbi Eliezer, so we reject Ravasi, and we hold mitzvot. Eitivei, watch this next challenge. Safek ben tishal rishon or ben shiva la'acharon. Here's the case. A woman's husband dies, and they have no kids, and she violates the rules of the Chachamim, and remarries very quickly. And then, suddenly she's pregnant, and gives birth to what may be a preemie child from the second marriage, which was legit, or a full-term child from the first marriage, which makes the second marriage wrong, because it's a violation of Eshet Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. There's no Yibum if she had a kid. That's why you have to wait. So now, Yotziva Vlad Kasher, he has to divorce her. The kid's kasher. We can't stigmatize the kid based on the suffix. V'chayav Hashem Talui, he has to bring an Hashem Talui. And that, of course, is only one woman. And the question is, was she a legitimate Yevama or just Eshet Achiv? So Haman Rebbe Eliezer, the answer is that will be authored by Rebbe Eliezer, who says Mitzvat K'tiv. Eitivei, we have a third challenge. Nimtzal Shalom, let's say a husband and wife are having relations. And then they find Dam on his garment. Dam nida. Tmeim v'chayavim v'korban. Then they're tmeim, and they each have to bring a korban for violating nida. Al shala otiyom, if they found it on her garment immediately, same thing, tmeim v'chayavim v'korban. But imtzal shala lacharzman, if they found it on her garment after a while, we're not determining here what after a while is, tmeim misafek, says only a safek tuma, because that might have been something that happened afterwards. Her own dam nida may have come afterwards. Upturim na korban. They don't have to bring a korban because we don't know that they violated nida. V'tani Allah. However, we learn chayav amishum hashem talui. Each one of them is going to have to bring an hashem talui. And of course, here's only again one person, one chaticha. So Haman and Rabbi Eliezer. He again, it's Rabbi Eliezer. As I mentioned, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the go-to guy to find always the person who has the off opinion. Okay, so that was the first take. Rav's statement was quoted by Rav Yehuda. With the Shtei Chatichot, and we said, so Rav holds like Rav Chiyabar, like his own son ends up following him, and all the other proofs that we have that seem to go against that are all Rabbi Eliezer. I'm Rav Chiya, I'm a Rav. Now Rav Chiya, and it's very difficult because that's why the Gersa to have Rav Zera here, because Rav Chiya, of course, was Rav's uncle and his mentor. He's not going to be quoting him. Hayu lefanav shtei chatichot. Achat shal chaylev, achat shal shuman, v'achal achat mien v'yinu deyaz men achal chayav. Chaticha safek shal shuman, safek shal chaylev, v'achal apatur. Same exact statement Rav Yehuda quoted. And Rav Zera, now Rav Zera says, this Rav Zera quoted in my time at a Rav, again, kesavar shtei chatichot ef shalavar isuro. So Rav Zera quoted the same statement that we had, and I'm not sure why the editors left the whole piece in, but he quoted it because he had a different understanding about why basically Chiyuv Arav's position that you have to have two different pieces. Why? When you have two pieces, it's possible theoretically to clarify which one is the Asur one. With one piece, it's just a piece that we don't know what it is. There's nothing to clarify. Now, parenthetically, my ikar ben tamid rava l'tamid rav zera. So how is Rava's reason, which is anchored in a particular way to read the text, and Rav Zera's reason, which is based on this conceptual approach, where do they differ? The difference would be if you had one kazayit and another half kazayit. L'rava leka mitzvot. According to Rava, you would need to have two different pieces, each a kazayit, and you don't know which one was the prohibited one. Well, in that case, would be patur. L'Rabbi Zeira, Shalom Rabbi Yisrael. According to Rabbi Zeira, after you ate the half kazayit, there's still a kazayit left. There's still half a kazayit left. You can clarify, maybe clarify which is which. And therefore, in that case, you would be chayav Hashem talui. Okay, Eitma Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira quoted Rav this way, and evidently quoted him now in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu challenged him. So now again, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be our odd man out. But in this case, he holds that the requirement of Levareri Suro, that you need to be able to clarify what the Isser is, he doesn't require that. So therefore, one piece is enough. Again, the case with Yivama who married too early. That's Rabbi Eliezer. You can already see that the editor is cutting down the quotes because of the same quote. Again, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, third take. Again, patur. Now, Rav Nachman quoted the same exact statement in order to be able to weigh in on what he thinks the reason is. My time of the Rav, kesavar shtei chatichot ikba isura. His take is that when you have two pieces, that means one of them is for sure asur and has already been established as an isur. You just don't know if that's the one you ate. Chaticha chat lo kava isur. There's one piece there that nobody knows what it is. There's no isur that has been established yet. And that's why you're not chayav basham talui. So what's the difference between Rab Zeira's reason and Rav Nachman's reason? If you had two pieces, achat shel chelev, achat shel shuman, uva goy v'achal ta rishona, goy came and ate the first one, uva Yisrael v'achal ta shniyah, and then the Yisrael ate the second one. Rava would say when the Yisrael violates the law, there has to be a choice there that he took. There's no choice, because the goy already ate the first one. But the Rav Zeira, Yev Shalavar Yisro. But according to Rav Zeira, you also have Yev Shalavar Yisro, because at the time that he sat down to eat, it was already gone. But the Rav Nachman, Ikpa Yisro. According to Rav Nachman, it's not critical what happened when he ate, it's critical what happened earlier. And the Yisro was already Nikpa. Okay, watch this. So again, Rabbi Eliezer, who perhaps didn't darshan mitzvot, and Rabbi Eliezer, who perhaps said varei sura was not necessary, also didn't require kviyut alisura. Again, the case of the Yivama married early, Yotziva, Vlad Kashokhev, Misham Tului, Hamani Rabbi Yezer, he, again, Eitevei, Misal Shalok, Kmein, Vachavim, Mikorban, Misal Shalok, Otyam, Otyom, Tvei, Vachavim, Mikorban, Misal Shalal, Acharzman, Tvei, Imachav, Safek, Tvei, Minakorban, Halal, Chavim, Rasham Talui. Again, we should come to the same answer. Ishtik, Rav Nachman had no answer. Rav Nachman could have said this was Rabbi Yezer, but he didn't say it. After Rav walked out, Amar, Rav Nachman said to himself, "My time alo amrili the Hamani Rav Meir he." Now we have a new name in the mix. He said, "Why didn't I answer to him? I should have answered. That's Rav Meir." To lo bai kfiyut lisur. A mayor does not demand that you have kfiyut lisur. Something can be asur without ever having kfiyut. To Tanya, how do I know? Hashochet asham talui bachutz. Let's say you have an asham talui, which may or may not be a necessary korban, and you do shchita bachutz. Rav Meir mechayev v'chachamim potrin. Rav Meir says Yechai for Shchutei Chutz. So that means Rav Meir says you don't need Hukba Lisur because you don't know that this thing was ever Asur. And yet you're Chayav. So why didn't Rav Nachman say to himself, why didn't I just say it's Rav Eliezer? Why am I beating myself up that I didn't say it's Rav Meir? The answer is that tells you that Rav Meir and Rav Eliezer agree on whatever position we're going to take here. Avu Amar Rav. Now, Rabbi Avuah quotes the same thing. Chatichah safek shochel safek shoshamar v'chalav anu v'chalok Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim. Here, Rav said something a little different. The case that Rav kept invoking one piece, and he has chelav or shuman, and you ate it, it's v'chalok Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer ma'iri ki achalat. Why does Rabbi Eliezer have to have a case where you already ate it? I feel achalat nami at none. Rabbi Eliezer mei nadev adam hashem tuli v'chol yom. Because as we know, Rabbi Eliezer says you can bring an Hashem Talui every day. And perhaps you need to bring an Hashem Talui every day, or ideally should, because you may have sinned. And that's two different ways of understanding Rabbi Eliezer. So if you say Rabbi Eliezer says you could bring one every day, so bring one here, even if you didn't need it. Rashi Rabbi Eliezer, Aliba Debabim and Buta. Because later in the Mishnah we see, Ala Omrim Lo Hamtenach Tikareis Taveta Safek. But in Babim and Buta, who was at the famous interaction with Herod, so he's about 100 years or so before Rabbi Eliezer, had a practice of bringing Asham Talui every day, except it after Yom Kippur. And the Chachamim wouldn't let him bring it then. They said, at least wait until there's a possibility of a safek that you're chayiv in something, so it shouldn't be chul in Azara. But he felt you could bring it voluntarily. But based on what they told Baman Buta, Rabbi Eliezer would say, you can only bring it when there is really some safek, so you have to at least eat this thing, even though it's only one piece. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the middle of this discussion, and the next podcast. The meantime, you should have a wonderful day.